7:17 today, this afternoon in Sacramento, the gas price hearing we've been waiting for on the record high gas prices. Senate committee's doing this. They're going to have economists there to talk about whether the oil companies are gouging. The governor has levied that claim and says maybe there should be rebates for customers if those companies are generating excessive profits.
On the line with us this morning, Consumer Watchdog President Jamie Court is going to be testifying this morning. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So considering a price gouging penalty, I guess that's what's on the table. Has that ever happened before successfully? And what's the likelihood that it's going to happen this time?
No, we've never talked about this before, but we haven't had these unprecedented prices before, and we haven't had these unprecedented profits before. I mean, the price spikes at the pump resulted in the biggest profit spikes ever. And, you know, unless we put a windfall profits cap or a penalty on this, we're not going to deter the profiteering and bring prices back in normal with the U.S. prices. So this is the first time California or any other state has talked about imposing a windfall profits cap on refining. This is just about refiners, because in California, oil refiners made 30% more profit than any other region of the world or country. So that's what we call the Golden State Gouge. And the governor reacted. So the legislature is dealing with it for the first time today.
How do you decide how much is too much? And do we actually see the money back at the end of this, or does it just go to some state account somewhere?
Well, that's a great question. Well, I know it was too much last year, because in the last 20 years, per gallon, in terms of profit, the California refiners made 32 cents per gallon. Last year in 2022, they made 66 cents per gallon. They doubled their per gallon profit. I favor a windfall profits cap being placed at 50 cents per gallon. And if we did that, the five refiners that make almost all the gasoline would have to pay the penalty back to us of $3.1 billion, which is an awful lot of money. And it would go back to us. A proposal is for the money to go back to us. But the big idea is for it to deter the price gouging in the first place. And I think it's already had an impact, because after the governor announced the special session on price gouging in October, every one of the oil refiners' profits took a nosedive. Many of them back to their historical norms in the fourth quarter. So just having it out there made an impact in deterring price gouging at the end of the year. Putting it in place will save us, would have saved us at least $3 billion last year, and that's a pretty high cap.
So
that's a cap high enough to allow them to do business in the state.
Jamie, it's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of, you know, what ifs, and it's a good idea or it's a bad idea depending on what side of the aisle you're on. But again, going back to my first question, what's the likelihood that this will actually be put into place anytime in the near future?
Well, I mean, the governor's for it. We have a majority of Democrats in both houses, which is all we need, because it's a penalty, not a tax. And if the public demands it, it will happen. I mean, we have a problem with some of our legislators taking too much money from the oil companies. There's no question, including many members of the Energy Committee. And that's why you're going to see a lot of economists who work for the oil companies testifying today. But hopefully they'll have to disclose their ties. Hopefully the legislature will be honest brokers, and anyone who took oil industry money won't let that influence them. I think with a majority vote, we got at least better than a 50-50 chance of getting it through, but it's not going to be easy.
They're not voting on anything today, are they?
No, not voting. This is just informational, to find that level that's appropriate to get that put in the proposal and then to go forth in the usual process.
Consumer Watchdog President Jamie Court. Jamie, thanks. You'll be up there today, 7:20.